Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
So welcome to episode 166 of...
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
So, we're outside.
Yeah, yeah. Had a beautiful event happen today.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we're also going to talk First Person Showcase again, because it's getting close to that time.
It is. It's coming right up. Couple weeks.
So, let's do it.
Alrighty.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Plot, character, theme, diction or language, music and spectacle. Aristotle's six elements of tragedy. If you'd done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's poetics are to Eugenia Barber's paper canoe as Aeschylus's Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
And now it's time for another excerpt from Dumb Show University.
So how's First Person going for you?
It's going well, man. Interesting scenes to work on. I guess disclosure time. We we were going to do McBee. We had two men and, seven women audition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them were actually ineligible.
Yeah. So, yeah, couldn't do that. That would have been really weird. So we've run with the Halloween theme, and you suggested the seven deadly sins, and so we've picked scenes that represent what we think seven deadly sins are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know what the seven deadly sins are, but we think that...
Well, we only think that.
So anyway, we chose scenes from Shakespeare.
Right.
Right. So we're calling the compilation Some Things Wicked, which
Some
is...
Some Things Wicked, yes.
Nice choice of title there for you, John.
Thank you, thank you. Kudos to me on that one.
Yes, kudos to you on that one. So we divided up, we went through and, or actually I went through that night and just kind of scrambled through the canon.
This'll work.
So we came up with, let's see if I can remember. My three are, Richard III, Titus Andronicus, and, Macbeth.
Right.
And they are envy, lust, and, wrath, envy, and lust, respectively.
Okay.
Which three are yours?
I have Hamlet.
Okay.
I have, Merchant of Venice.
Okay.
And I have Julius Caesar.
Cool. You remember what they...
No clue.
We did
for Julius Caesar.
Sure. Right. Sure. Yeah.
Merchant of Venice.
Yeah, Merchant.
But thanks for going with me.
Hamlet was Sloth. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Because, ironically enough, we turned to Hamlet for comic relief in the show.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah.
In a way. That's the comedic, one of the comedic high points. But it's a grave digger scene, so it works. Cut it before they bring a Philly in and his world crashes. So.
Right.
We end on a high point.
Julius Caesar would have been... It would have been
wrath or anger, one of those.
Envy, maybe something.
Envy,
those,
sure, yeah. Sure.
And then Steve. I'm not sure what Steve's are actually. I don't remember.
He's doing
HIV.
Henry the Fourth,
Part One.
Uh huh.
He's actually cast. He's actually cast two women as Hal and Falstaff.
And he's doing Othello, where he has two women.
Yeah.
Playing Othello and Iago.
Yeah, we need to talk to Steve about his casting women. We can talk about him because he's not here.
And he's doing King Lear.
Right. And the King Lear scene and the Julius Caesar scene are sort of full company
mm-hmm.
cast scenes, and then everything else is like one or two people kind of
right.
thing.
Interesting, we have a prologue and an epilogue.
Yes.
We've broken up into speeches. I mean, speeches broken up into different parts for people.
Considering how much of a whirlwind it's been, I think we actually have put together a really nice compilation of stuff, actually.
I think it's going to work out nice.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just gonna have to tell you, staging and rehearsing a violent rape scene is something I've never had to approach before. And then in addition to that, it's also, you know, Shakespearean text. We're doing the scene from Titus, obviously, is the Lavinia scene. And when I staged it and was really, you know, I held back on it. I was really tame about it because I was like, I don't know where the line is, you know, mm-hmm, and everything. Mm-hmm. And when I watched it, when we ran through it, stumbled through it, limped through it a couple of nights ago, I went, okay, that's not nearly violent enough. It's just not powerful enough. So I went back and made it a lot more violent.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah.
That's not good. Not, yeah. I'm adding bits to Hamlet left and right.
Are you?
So.
Did you bring the goat in yet?
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to. Yeah. People, there's no goat.
No.
Or is there?
In Caesar's scene.
Yeah. I think we have a good company.
Young kids, but they're working hard.
Yeah. Really, really, really working hard.
Because they are doing three or four of these scenes, yeah. So they get to work with all of us, which is good. But it is a lot of, I mean.
we had a last minute casting change.
Yeah.
One of the guys had to drop out work related stuff. And so another guy stepped in. He asked what he was going to be doing. We told him, well, you're being Lear. You'll be playing Cassius. You'll be playing
Richard the Third,
and I just named off all these big, huge, you know, roles. And he was just like, "Okay, all right." And he's got a pretty good chunk of stuff. But yeah. he's jumped in with both feet kicking.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So
all of them have, though. I mean, but he was a little bit behind the eight ball when he started because everyone else had the script and stuff. But
yeah, it was a Shakespeare intensive for these kids.
We did. We had Shakespeare boot camp. One of the first rehearsals. Went through the scansion stuff. And they have. I mean, I can only really speak for the rehearsals that I'm with my scenes, but they seem to have really. Overcome whatever obstacles they had with the text.
Yeah.
You know, that just didn't seem to be a hurdle at all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was one of the things that we talked about early on in the process was that. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm. Fire alarm.
Please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
We're in the middle of recording that first little bit there, and
yeah, kind of had
yeah, you probably warm. heard a lot of it, because I'm just going to leave that in the show.
I think you should.
Yeah.
With the please stand by.
Yeah.
Please stand by.
It's very faint in the background. But anyway, there's a fire alarm. And so we're standing outside our building here on the campus of beautiful Middle Tennessee State University.
In the soggy green, rain-drenched.
Yeah, it could be worse. It could be raining.
Yeah.
That's usually when it starts. So. Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about? First Person Showcase?
First Person's October 30th and 31st in the Studio Theater on the beautiful campus of Middle Tennessee State University.
Awesome. And, yeah, it's going to be fun. We're taking donations at the door for the Dale McGilliard Scholarship for freshmen and transfer students, right?
Correct. That is correct.
Awesome. So that's good. I'm gonna go and take a nap while we're outside here.
Okay. I'm going to eat my lunch.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the excitement for the podcast this week. Maybe we'll come back later and tell you that we're all okay. If we're all okay.
Well, we're all okay. We're outside.
All right. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. blueberry.com.
Alternative Media.